WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know, those grudges, resentments, and past hurts that just seem to weigh you down? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the powerful practice of forgiveness and letting go. It's not about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing yourself from their grip. Think of it like this: holding onto anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Spoiler alert, you're the one who suffers. Forgiveness isn't just a feel-good buzzword. It's a conscious choice that ripples through every aspect of your life. It's about cultivating inner peace, building stronger relationships, and ultimately, living a happier, more fulfilling existence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, forgiveness sounds great in theory, but how'd I actually do it? Trust me, I've been there too. There are days when the urge to hold onto that anger feels like my dominant personality trait. But over time, I've discovered some powerful tools that have helped me on this journey. First up, remember that forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. It's about releasing yourself from the shackles of negativity and reclaiming your emotional power. Think of it as a gift you give yourself, the gift of peace and freedom. Second, don't expect instant results. This is a process, not a switch you can just flip on. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to feel the emotions that come up, and don't judge yourself for having them. Remember, it's okay to have bad days. It's about consistently moving in the direction of forgiveness, even if it takes time. Third, practice empathy. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't condone their actions. This doesn't mean excusing their behavior. It simply means trying to see things from a different angle. You might be surprised at what you learn about yourself and the situation. Fourth, focus on gratitude. Instead of dwelling on the negativity, shift your attention to the good things in your life. Practice gratitude for the people who love and support you, for your health, and for every small blessing that comes your way. This can help to reframe your perspective and make it easier to let go of past hurts. Finally, remember that forgiveness is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immeasurable. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, happier, and more resilient in the face of challenges. Picture this. You're at a party, and you bump into someone who wronged you years ago. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and that familiar wave of anger threatens to wash over you. But instead of letting it take control, you remember these stoic principles. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feelings that are arising, but choose not to react in a way that will harm you or the other person. Maybe you even engage in a calm and respectful conversation, expressing how their actions affected you without blaming them. You set boundaries, communicate your needs, and move forward with grace and understanding. The power of forgiveness lies in its ability to transform us from victims into victors. It allows us to break free from the chains of the past and step into a future filled with possibility. So, there you have it, 5 powerful keys to unlock the transformative power of forgiveness. Remember, it's not about forgetting what happened, it's about choosing to move forward with intention and create space for healing and growth. You're capable of amazing things, my friends. Don't let anger or resentment hold you back. Choose forgiveness. Choose peace. Choose freedom. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share the love. Let your friends know about Stoic Mental Armor and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of empowered individuals who are ready to conquer life's challenges with stoic strength and unwavering resilience. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and keep shining your light bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.